This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Authorities say two people were killed in separate avalanches yesterday, bringing the death toll this season to 10. Director of the Colorado Avalanche Information Center, Ethan Green, says February and March are usually the deadliest months.
With six people killed in February, is not a good place to be. We're having a very serious avalanche season that's having a big impact.
Green says there are more avalanches this year because of a weak snowpack. He says take avalanche safety seriously, check the avalanche forecast, get trained, and carry the right gear that includes an avalanche rescue transceiver, a probe pole, and a shovel. Half of students who moved to Colorado to attend Colorado State University since 2005 have stayed after graduating. CPR's Jenny Brundine reports.
Colorado officials say that translates into a big impact on the state's job growth and state income. A new economic impact report shows graduates from the three-college system generate 23,000 jobs annually. They produce almost $240 million in state income and sales tax revenue. That's 3% of the state's total collections. Almost 9 in 10 Colorado residents who attended the university stayed in the state. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
31 degrees in Denver, it's 34 in Grand Junction, 24 in Vail, 17 degrees for Colorado Springs, and in Pueblo, it is currently 10 degrees. This is CPR News.